The Pat Kenny Show.
With Energia. Energising homes and businesses all across Ireland.
News Talk 106 to 108.
Now, my next guests are a jazz duo who've just launched their debut album together. It's called Close Your Eyes. It's a mix of songs about love from both Broadway and the silver screen. It's sort of a great American songbook compilation. Truly Divine and Josh Johnston are with me in studio. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Before we talk, let's hear the title track of that album, Close Your Eyes. Song for a lovely summer's day. Close Your Eyes, the title track of the new album from Truly Divine and Josh Johnston. Well, Josh, I came across before in a previous musical incarnation, Josh, isn't that so?
That's right. I was worked with lots of different people, but I think the last time I was with you was across the way with David McKenzie.
That's right. And of course, I know your seed, breed and generation. Your dad, Michael, with whom I soldiered in RT over the years. And, of course, your aunt, Jennifer,
indeed,
who's the famous writer, novelist and short story writer. But tell me how you got into music.
Oh, I got into music very early on because I'm not going to tell the long version of the story. At least I'll attempt not to. I don't see three-dimensionally. And so my parents were looking for various ways of focusing my coordination. And finally, after many, many, many times of trying to do different things like throwing balls against walls and things like this, somebody said, what about a musical instrument? And I started playing the piano, and the rest was history. I kind of took to it like a duck to water.
Not being able to see three-dimensionally has certain disadvantages.
Yes, but not on the piano.
Not on the piano. Because you can effectively look at that as a plateau.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yeah, so.
But, I mean, trying to negotiate a complicated maze would be difficult for you.
Or playing soccer. That was, that was the fun at school, was seeing when the ball was actually going to hit my hand. That was it.
And then you took to it like a duck to water.
Absolutely.
And you've loved music ever since.
Yeah.
And you've been involved, I know, as a composer, arranger, in all sorts of different musical compositions over the years.
That's right. Yeah, I'm doing, actually, that's the lovely thing about it. What both of us are doing, I think you'd agree, is the lovely thing about what we're doing at the moment is that we're waking up and every single day we're doing something different.
Yeah.
So myself and Trudy work together, but we also work with lots of other people. Yeah. And so
we have to
fun.
Get a little bit of history from Trudy. Mm. You're not from here,
no,
but
I'm
you've
not.
Been here a while.
12 years now, yes.
Yeah, now explain. You trained in the Netherlands?
I'm not a trained singer, actually. It was very much listen to other people and amalgamating that and trying to see what came out of my own throat after listening to Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday and more and more and more. But jazz is came with me travelling to Ireland in 2004. I was a pop and rock a cover chick before that. So jazz was a whole new thing. And that's the great thing about moving home is that you can reinvent yourself completely.
All right, so you came here and became a jazz diva.
Yes. Well, I wasn't a diva at first. I think the burlesque scene made me a diva.
Yeah. Tell me about the burlesque scene. What's the ingredient of burlesque?
Well, my ingredient in burlesque is the storytelling of it and the really the theatrical piece behind the music. So it's you can't just stand on the stage and sing a song. You have to, you know, embody the song and make it sexy. And so I have taken some pieces off, but not all the time. It's really about using your whole body and your core. It's like really talking to your audience through music.
But burlesque, I mean, underlying burlesque is always a certain comedic pitch to the audience, isn't that so?
It can be, yeah. And when I started, I think the nerves that I had at first on the stage, I have incorporated that into humour. So it becomes kind of slapstick or a bit clownesque sometimes.
Sexy and funny.
Sexy and funny. I think they're a really good combination.
Now tell me about your collaboration and the kind of songs that you've chosen for the album.
Yeah, so the album is a compilation of the 3 years that we've been working between 2012 and 2015. And we have done shows about Marlene Dietrich, a two-hour show, Doris Day. And then from those two came a whole array of other screen sirens, as we call them, Sir Rita Hayworth, Judy Garland. And then we said, there's such a beautiful, just a beautiful set right in front of us, and let's pick a couple and just record them. And not really intently wanting to do an album, and suddenly
you have enough material for an album.
Let's do six. No, let's do 10. Well, let's go back and do another four.
Josh?
Well, we did it. We did a day's recording, and we kind of the plan was we'd been doing a lot of gigs in Dublin, and the plan was to, you know, reach out to art centres around the country and say, you know, we'll do a four track demo and record it really nicely and put a nice little cover on it. And we just got so excited on the day's recording. We suddenly had 10 songs. And so it wasn't quite an album's worth, but we went back and did a second day.
And did some more. Give me some examples of the songs besides the one we heard, the title track. What other tracks have you put on the album?
Yeah, there's a song called The Heat Is On, which used to be a band in the 50s, a Rita Hayworth song. So it's trying to get that back because nobody ever recorded it after
the
movie.
And the problem of not being able to find the sheet music for a song like that.
Well, that's the beauty about Josh. I come with these old YouTube videos and go, okay, I'd like to do this. And he listens to it a couple of times and he goes, all right. And then he writes it down, or sometimes he doesn't. He just puts it in his head.
And it never ends up exactly like it was on the YouTube video, because a lot of the time these YouTube videos are quite difficult to follow. There's a lot of wow and flutter in the sound, so you're not quite getting the exact chord. But actually that by doing that, we actually end up coming up with our own arrangements, which is updating it and kind of get away with it that way.
that Bjorn and Benny had to do for Mamma Mia, and nothing was written down of the ABBA songs, and they had to listen to them and try to recreate them and then write down the parts.
Thankfully, they had composed them in the first place, so that helps.
That does help. So some of the other songs that you put on, The Heat Is On, you mentioned, what else?
One of my favorites, Johnny, which was a Marlene Dietrich song, again from a movie. There's really rare recordings, but that's there. A great kind of birthday tune that I would like to sing to people when they have their birthday and they can sit in their lap.
Particularly when they're called Johnny.
It's specific when they call Johnny.
All right. Well, you're going to do a second song. What's it going to be?
This is one called Look Me Over Closely, which was written for Marlene Dietrich in 1953 by the man behind The Bare Necessities, Terry Jilkinson. And I picked it because there's a story, and it's a story about love, that sometimes, you know, you can come into a relationship with a really strong idea of that's not what I want or that's what I want. And then, you know, things can change.
Okay, let's hear it.
Closely, tell me what you see. A lady likes to look her best before she pours the tea. You'll see a diamond-studded gown that makes the evening sun go down. Look me over closely, tell me what you find. Don't get over anxious. I'm not the marrying kind. I'm a port in a storm, your harbor where it's warm. In my arms you will hide from the great big world outside. But when you come to see me, don't try and change my way. Don't blame me if you fall. Look me over closely. Tell me what you find. But don't get over anxious. I'm not the marrying kind. Oh, look me over closely. And then make up your mind. But darling, please remember this. I'm warning you before we kiss. Look me over closely, 'cause I may be the marrying kind. Just maybe.
Look Me Over Closely, taken from the album Close Your Eyes, which is available now. It's available on iTunes and from joshjohnston.com and from misstrulydivine.com. When are you two gigging together again in the flesh?
On Friday, August 26th, so that's Friday week, in Arthur's Pub on Thomas Street.
All right, something to look forward to. Truly Divine and Josh Johnston, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. William.